Greetings and welcome to Shnayim Mikra. The podcast series is sponsored and developed by the Orthodox Union, hosted here at OU.org. In each one of these podcasts, we study, read, translate, study, analyze, and discuss one of the aliyot of the current week's parasha. My name is Yitzhak Shalom, and it's been truly an honor to study Parashat Ki Tavo with you this week. We are now on the seventh and final aliyah of Parashat Ki Tavo, which is the beginning, the first eight psukim of chapter 29 of Dvarim, after the conclusion of the Baracha Uklala, the curse and the blessing. Bnei Yisrael are adjured as they are about to complete recovenanting the new generation. Moshe then turns to them and gives them the following introduction or bridge, if you will, to the oath itself. Vayikra Moshe al kol Yisrael vayomer alehem. This is chapter 29, verse 1. And Moshe spoke to all of Israel, and he said to them, Atem ri'item, you saw it kol asher asa Adonai le'inechem, everything that Hashem has done in front of your eyes, sort of redundant phrase, Be'eretz Mitzrayim lefaro ulechol avadav ulechol artzo. So the reason for that enechem, which I mentioned was redundant, will become apparent in a moment. But you saw everything that Hashem did to Paro and to all of his servants and to all of his land. Now, the reality is that the generation he's speaking with did not necessarily see it. As a matter of fact, only the older people there, over 60, would have seen it. Everybody else was born in the desert. And even the ones over 60 were likely very, very young. So what is he referring to, and why is he saying this, and why is he stressing la'inechem? Hamasot ha'gedolot asher ra'u inecha, these great acts that your eyes saw, ha'otot v'hamuftim ha'gedolim ahem, the signs and wonders, these great signs and wonders. And his reference here is to the Makot and to Kriyat Yamsuf. V'lo natan Adonai lachem lev la'da'at ve'inayim lir'ot v'oznayim lishmoa. There's the inayim. Hashem did not give you a heart of understanding, or heart to understand, eyes with which to see, and ears with which to hear, ad hayom hazeh, until now. Now that can be read in one of two opposite ways. Some of the Rishonim understand what the meaning, Sforno, for instance, suggests, that the goal of all of these things was for you to achieve understanding as to who God was, and God's place in the world, and God's role, his providential role with you in history, and yet you didn't get it until now. The problem is, of course, the word velonatan seems to argue in the opposite direction. And perhaps what it means is very much the opposite, that until now you lived in such a theistic bubble, borne out by the next couple of psukim, you've lived in such a protected environment, a womb, if you will, for this entire time, that you haven't had an opportunity to gain your own understanding, to use your own eyes to see, to use your own ears to hear. Everything's been provided for you. And that's why the stress in the first pasuk, la'inechem. And what's, of course, ironic about this is speaking to a generation that did not see all of these. But Moshe, throughout Sefer Dvarim, has been conflating the two generations, has been speaking to a generation that wasn't at Sinai and says, you were there when you heard the following, you saw no image, etc. You were there when we left Mitzrayim. But he does not pretend that this is the previous generation, because he does say, and we together conquered Sichon and Og, etc., as we're going to see in a moment. Rather, all of history gets pulled together into one unit, affecting one group of people, not multiple generations. And so perhaps the notion is that only at this point, when you're about to cross into the land, are you now going to have to work with your own understanding, your own perceptions, in order to continue and strengthen that relationship with God. Va'olech etchem arba'im shana bamidbar. I took you for 40 years through the desert. Lo valu salmotechem eyalechem. And this is an example of the bubble in which you lived. Your garments did not wear on you. Your shoes did not wear off your feet. Imagine going 40 years through the desert, and your clothes stay intact, and your shoes stay intact. Lechem lo achaltem. Two ways to read this also. Does it mean that besides the man you didn't eat bread? Or does it mean that lechem is bread, and that's not what man is? Man is food from heaven. V'yayin v'shechar lo shtitem. You did not drink, and these are the normal drinks of the day, wine and mead. L'man teidu ki ani Adonai Elohechem. For what purpose? You should know that I am God. So in other words, the way that I would suggest reading this, I think this entire piece from Pasuk Gimel through Hay, is until this point, you have not had the opportunity to have to experience any of this on your own and find God in the world. God has been absolutely present. You didn't eat normal food. You didn't have normal wear on your clothes. You've been walked miraculously through the desert in order to emphasize and to really engrave upon your understanding that I am Hashem. And now, Vatavo el makom hazeh. Now you came to this place being Arvot Moav. And this conflates history again together because we went to Og and Sichon and then encountered Og. However, for purposes of this mini historiosophy, it all becomes one event. Sichon and Og came out to war and we beat them. Which means now we're starting to act on our own. Meaning, of course, with Hashem's guidance and Hashem's directions, but we're taking it into our own hands. V'nikach et artzam, v'nitna l'nachalalu ruveni v'lagadi v'lchatzi shevet ha-menashe. We took their land and we gave it to Reuven, Gad, and half Menashe as their inheritance. In other words, completing that piece of the story. U'shmartem et divrei ha-brit hazot v'asitem otam. And you should guard the words of this covenant and keep them. L'man taskilu et kol asher tasun. So you should be successful, or perhaps you should be cognizant in everything that you do. Maintain this brit and you will be successful because you'll be aware of everything that you need to be doing. And that is a phrase that picks up very significantly in the first passage in Sefer Yehoshua, or where the covenant comes to a realization and this promise comes to a realization. This sets us up now for Nitzavim, which is the brit itself and the covenant. Everything till now has been the mitzvot, and then the introduction to the brit, the promise of the recovenanting that will take place on the other side, the bracha and klala, and now in Parshat Nitzavim, we will hear about the oath itself with which Bnei Yisrael recommit to Torah and Mitzvot and bringing us towards the end of Sefer Dvarim and, of course, the end of the greatest career that we know of, the career of Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos, and hopefully our podcasts have enhanced our understanding of Parshat Ki Tavoh and prepared us properly as we move towards the end of Sefer Dvarim and towards another completion of the cycle of our study of Torah Shebichtav, which we will, with greater vigor, restart on Simchat Torah.